As I said earlier, the sermon for tonight is based on the reading from the book of Acts, and it's in Acts chapter 8, reading from verse 26 to 40. There's an important sermon prop here. Thanks, Andrew. I've got some seeds of barley I need to hand around. If you could just take a few of them, as many as you wish, and keep them in your hand during the sermon, hopefully all will become clear, and I'll start over on this side. Thanks, Anne. And as that's coming around, let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for the depth of your love for us and the way that you work in our lives to bring us to you and to show us your love. Heavenly Father, I pray tonight for hearts that are open to your word and receptive to the things that you want us to hear and to receive from you because of them. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, that's better. Dear sisters and brothers in Christ, have you ever been set up? And when I say set up, I mean in a really good way. Has anyone ever thrown you a surprise party or done something that has really been quite unexpected and yet at the same time delightful? I'd like to tell you briefly a story of a time when I was set up. It was by my family, particularly my children who are sitting here in the front row. And it was approaching Christmas time. And Colin Buchanan had a kid's song about Christmas to the tune of Jingle Bells. And it goes, how's it start off? Oh, Deck the Halls, that's right. So it goes, I don't sing it. Anyway, one of the lines is, buy your dad some socks and undies, la 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 la. And the girls were going around singing this song the whole time leading up to Christmas. And on Christmas Day, I opened my present from them, and this was my face. You might not be able to see it from back there, but it's totally surprised and delighted. Can you guess what was in the package? Socks and undies, of course. I had been set up by my children for a joyful surprise. And it was a very nice one, too. Well, tonight's reading from the book of Acts is definitely a setup. It's a setup by God of the Ethiopian man for a delightful surprise that I'm sure he had no idea was coming. You've been set up, Philip and the Ethiopian. Acts chapter 8, verse 26 to 40. And if you want to, I invite you to open your Bibles up to that passage. Let's begin. Now, an angel of the Lord said to Philip, now, the NIV doesn't actually do justice to the Greek here. The NIV says, go south to the road, the desert road, that goes down from Jerusalem to Gaza. So he started out. It should say, an angel of the Lord said to Philip, get up and go south to the desert road. And Philip got up and went. He heard the call of God. There was no explanation as to why Philip should go down the road from Jerusalem to Gaza. But Philip obeyed. And as he obeyed, he also was caught up in this beautiful setup that was done by God. And he met an Ethiopian eunuch. So Philip, first of all, heard the word of God and he obeyed it. He didn't know what the outcome would be. He just knew this is what God said, so that is what I will do. An Ethiopian eunuch who had been to Jerusalem to worship was the man that Philip met on the way. Now, it's a bit maybe hard to work out, but this is the eastern edge of the Mediterranean Sea. And so Jerusalem is about here. And Ethiopia is the region of the Upper Nile River. So it's literally hundreds of kilometres away through some very rough and interesting terrain to come from Ethiopia, the region of the Upper Nile, to Jerusalem. And we might well ask, why on earth would an Ethiopian man be coming to Jerusalem to worship? The answer lies in the previous history of the Jewish people. In about 550 BC, the Jews were taken off into exile by the Babylonian government, taken into captivity, and they were spread across the lands all around the Mediterranean. Now, in the Jewish understanding, this was the worst disaster that had ever befallen their nation. They thought that surely God had left them. But what happened as a result of exile was something called diaspora, which meant that Jews spread out from Judea into all the parts of the known world. And there they set up synagogues because they no longer had access to the temple in Jerusalem. So they set up synagogues, which are meeting places where groups of Jews could get together to worship God and to read his word. This Ethiopian man has been set up by God by the event that many Jews believed to be the worst event in their history. As the Jews went out in diaspora, they often shared the basis of their faith, one God, one creator God, with those who they came across. And many people became Jewish proselytes. In other words, they heard the message of one God and they believed it. So this man has been set up by God by events that happened hundreds of years before his birth. We see that he has the first element, the soil, which is a heart that is prepared to receive what God has for him. And he's been set up for this, like I said, by diaspora and by the preaching and the proclaiming of the one true God of the Jews in his country. Now, as this man was driving along, and no doubt he had quite a retinue with him because he was a very important official, it would not have been just him in the chariot, he was actually reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. Once again, the Spirit spoke to Philip and said, "Go to that chariot and stay near it." It's important to realize at this point that in ancient times, when you read something, you read it aloud. No one was able to read without saying the words aloud as they were speaking. There's various reasons for this. We believe that possibly the first person ever to be able to read in his head was Julius Caesar. St. Augustine could also do it, but most people in the ancient world were not able to. So Philip could hear what the man was reading. Reading was an oral action. And these were the words that Philip heard the man reading. From verse 32. "The eunuch was reading this passage of scripture. He was led like a sheep to the slaughter. And as a lamb before the shearer is silent, so he did not open his mouth. In his humiliation, he was deprived of justice. Who can speak of his descendants? For his life was taken from the earth." Specifically, what the eunuch was reading was what we now number in our Bible as Isaiah chapter 53, verse 7 to 8. And Isaiah 53 is the most powerful, most amazing proclamation of the atoning death and resurrection of Jesus that we find in the entire Old Testament scripture. It's often read on Good Friday because it just so powerfully portrays exactly what happens to Jesus. It's just such a powerful prophecy of the Christ and what he was going to do. Let me read some of those words from Isaiah 53 to you. You will know them quite well, I believe. "He was despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows and familiar with suffering, like one from whom people hide their faces. He was despised and we esteemed him not. Surely he took up our infirmities and carried our sorrows, yet we considered him stricken by God, smitten by him, and afflicted. But he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was upon him, and by his wounds we are healed." Can you see what an amazing setup this is? That the eunuch should be reading this particular passage from the book of Isaiah at this very time when Philip comes across him. And so when the eunuch asks Philip, "Can you please explain this scripture to me?" Philip has the best beginning point that you could possibly hope for in terms of sharing the gospel of Jesus with the Ethiopian man. So he's been set up by the second factor, the seed, the living word of God, ready to be planted into the soil of a heart that was ready to receive it. And so Philip shares the gospel with him. It's hard to know how long they spent in the chariot as they went along. Maybe it could have been a couple of hours as Philip unfolded what we would now call Old Testament prophecy and showed how the Hebrew scriptures pointed to the coming of Jesus and his atoning death and his resurrection. After a couple of hours of instruction, the first time that this man has ever heard the good news of Jesus, they come across some water beside the road. I don't know exactly what Philip had shared with him, but he said, he must have talked about baptism because he said, "Look, here's some water. Why on earth should I not be baptized right now?" And Philip goes, "Sure, okay, no worries, let's do it." A bit of a contrast, perhaps, to when people are coming to faith today, where if someone said, "Look, here's some water, why shouldn't I be baptized?" I'd probably say, "Well, you know, we really need to do like a pastor's class and to get all the basics of the Christian life and how to pray and the Lord's Prayer and all that stuff." But Philip says, "No, of course, the Holy Spirit has been at work here. This man believes the good news of Jesus. Why should he not be baptized?" And so, whoops. He's set up by the third element, which is the water of baptism. And in his baptism, the Holy Spirit comes and takes up residence in his heart. And the man goes on his way filled with joy. Now, here's another thing. The Ethiopian Orthodox Church of today is one of the biggest churches in North Africa. The Ethiopian Orthodox Church traces its lineage back to this man, the Ethiopian eunuch who met Philip on the road down to Gaza. It's believed to be the most ancient church outside of Jerusalem that is existent in the world today. And that was all started by this one man who had 2 hours of instruction with Philip about the good news of Jesus, but who had the word of God, a heart that was prepared to receive it, and the water of baptism for the Holy Spirit to bring new life and new growth, and for him to be able to share the good news that he had received with others. You've been set up. For sure, God has been at work for hundreds of years before this man came along, bringing him to the point of being able to receive the good news. But here's the thing. You, each of you, has also been set up by God, because God loves each of you just as much as he loved that Ethiopian eunuch. And God works and plans and yearns to be able to share his good news and his life with you. Each of you has been pursued by God with the same kind of persistence and the same kind of single-mindedness that characterizes the story of the Ethiopian eunuch. You have been set up in a wonderful way for a joyful surprise to receive the good news of Jesus. You've been set up by being given a heart that has been prepared to receive the message. And sometimes when we look at our own heart, we think, "Well, there's still a lot of rocks and stones and stuff in there. Can God really work with this?" Well, the answer is yes. It doesn't have to be perfection. just a willingness to receive God's good gift. You have been set up by the seed, the living word of God. You may have heard it in different contexts throughout your life, perhaps from very early on in your family, or perhaps only recently have you come to hear the good news of Jesus and really connect with it for the first time. But God's living word has been at work in your heart. He has planted it there for his own good purposes. You've been set up by the water of baptism. Now, I think that most of you here tonight have been baptized, have been plunged under that splash of promise and forgiveness and hope. Perhaps there are some of you who haven't been baptized and are still on that road and waiting for that water to come along. But you have been set up by the water of baptism, by the Holy Spirit of God coming to dwell in your heart. God has set you up to fill you with delight, to draw you to himself and give you the life-giving water of his grace and forgiveness. And when you put all those things together, the seed that you're holding in your hand, these are actually barley seeds. Every single seed has within itself built in the ability for self-multiplication. God plants the seed of his word in your heart, and every single seed has that same ability to generate hundreds of more seeds, to set someone else up to hear the good news of what Jesus has done. Just like the Ethiopian eunuch, you don't have to have a seminary degree. You don't have to have spent 6 years studying theology to be able to share that good news with others. Trust that what God has given you in the heart that is prepared to receive it, in the seed of the word, and in the water of baptism and the Holy Spirit, is all that God needs to be able to multiply his word and to bring much joy to many other people. Oops, wrong way. You've been set up to joyfully receive the good news that God has been preparing for you for hundreds, for thousands of years. Set up to receive the cleansing of the Holy Spirit. Set up to be able to grow and multiply the word that has been planted in your heart. You've been set up, and like the Ethiopian eunuch, you can go on your way filled with joy, knowing that God has pursued you with persistence and love and grace to be able to bring you to that point of receiving his good news. You've been set up for a joyful surprise which unfolds as God plants his word into your heart and the sprouts of it begin to grow and then to bear fruit. Thank God through Jesus that he has set us up in such a wonderful way, much better than a set of socks and undies for Christmas, the best good news that you could ever hope to receive. Amen. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.